Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, about how many Spanish teachers participate every year in Yad Vashem's Holocaust teacher training program? As you may know, in Europe, Holocaust Memorial Day is commemorated on January 27th to coincide with the anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp. However, Israel commemorates Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, on the 27th day of the month of Nisan, a week after the end of the Passover holiday and a week before Yom HaZikaron, the memorial day for Israel's fallen soldiers. The date was chosen to coincide with the anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising in 1943. This year, to coincide with Yom HaShoah, we're speaking with Jessica San Roman, who's in charge of the Holocaust and Anti-Semitism Department of Centro Sefarad Israel in Madrid. Among other activities, they organize seminars, workshops, and exhibitions, often in cooperation with international institutions, such as Yad Vashem in Jerusalem and the House of Levanci Conference in Berlin. However, in this program, Jessica will tell us about what is perhaps their most important activity, teacher training in Holocaust education. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Jessica. Could you tell us first something about the Holocaust Department here at Centro Sefarad Israel? When was it started and what exactly do you do?
Thank you very much for inviting me for this interview. Actually, the Department for Holocaust Education has been one of the pillars since the very beginning of the foundation of Centro Sefarad in 2007. And actually, we started very much from the beginning contacting teachers who were interested in transmission of the Holocaust. And it has been growing, and today we have a network of almost 1,000 teachers who have received in one way or another a seminar through us.
Where are these teachers? Are they in Madrid or all over Spain? Where are they?
Naturally, as we are based in Madrid, most of them are in Madrid. But we have in very small villages, even in the Pyrenees, we have teachers transmitting the Holocaust to their pupils. But basically then we have other centers. We have a lot of teachers in Barcelona. Then we have quite a strong group in Zaragoza. Then we have another quite strong group in Asturias. And also in the south, in Sevilla now, there's creating quite a good network also of teachers and university teachers who are working on Holocaust education.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what level are these teachers? You just mentioned university. Are they also in, let's say, elementary schools and high schools, and are they mostly in public schools?
They are mostly in public schools. We have also called colegios concertados also, and we are very strongly cooperating with also religious, so Catholic schools, who are very seriously and actually very professionally working on Holocaust education. And mostly we can say secondary schools. We have some on primary, but also it's not our focus. Still there are some who are working on the primary level. And then on the secondary level, very interestingly, we have the majority in philosophy. While, for example, in other countries like Germany or France or other countries, it's mainly taught in the topic of history. So actually, we would need to do again, we have done it some years ago, again now with the network of 1,000 teachers, to do again a more in-depth study to see where they teach exactly. But very interestingly, in Spain, we have mainly in Philosophia Ética, where the Holocaust is taught, and not as in history in other countries. And then we have a few university professors also who are working with their students on Holocaust.
Do the teachers come to you, or do the schools come to you, or do you have some kind of outreach where you make yourself known?
There are many teachers that call us. For example, now this year I have noticed this very strongly. It might have been connected also, I think it was because of this, because the 70th anniversary of the liberation of the extermination camp Auschwitz-Birkenau, so they heard probably a lot also in the news, and they were somehow aware of this special date. So they called us and they asked me for teaching materials. They asked me whether there was a Holocaust survivor here, perhaps in Spain, that could invite to their schools. And so this year I have had quite a new contact with some teachers, and also I will keep in contact with them, and I've invited them also. For example, we have very soon taking place a meeting with teachers who are interested in receiving continuous education. And so I've invited them, and that's how it works. But also, we have, of course, also work with those that have received already somehow teacher education, that in their surroundings or in their schools, they tell us, well, Jessica, I have a teacher who I recommend for next year, for example, going to Yad Vashem. Yad Vashem, we have every year 25 teachers from, well, sometimes we have 25, sometimes we have 50, it depends, one course is for 25 teachers every summer that receive Holocaust teacher training during 10 days.
What do you send these people? What kind of materials do you have, and who prepares them?
I receive a lot of material also with the institution I just mentioned, Yad Vashem. It's also one of our pillars, I would say, of cooperation pillars. Since the very beginning, they have very supported Spain. And we receive from them a lot of material also, and I know their material. They have presented the materials to me. It's also a lot of the materials available on the homepage. So actually, I can tell the teachers where they can find on this homepage of Yad Vashem these teacher materials. Then I have some materials here that I receive sometimes in seminars, for example, or in meetings with the House of Wannsee Conference or with the Anne Frank House. So I receive them and I can give it to them. But mostly they call me, and actually I send them also some materials that I have. Or I give some advice to where they can find homepages of our partner organizations like Yad Vashem, Memorial de la Shoah, House of Wannsee Conference, and Anne Frank House.
Are all these materials available in Spanish, or do you have to take care of translating too?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's you're making a very good point, actually. It is an issue. We have always more and more teaching materials available in Spanish. But still, there is a long way to go, indeed. Mostly it is in English, of course, in German. We have a lot of materials. It's a really pity. There's in French also very good material. But sometimes, yes, we translate it, but still a long way to go, yes. Mm-hmm. Still, one of solution for this problem is actually that we have, for example, a lot of teachers who are teaching French. So in their lessons, the French lesson, they work also on the Holocaust, so they, or for example, English speakers or so on.
Yeah, I know that in the bilingual education programs, they do things like they teach science in English. So is this what they do? They teach Holocaust in French or Holocaust in English?
No, it's not like this. They rather read literature or survivor testimonials in their original language, for example. That's what they do.
You mentioned certain international institutions that you work with. Do you also work with departments of education in other countries or within the regions in Spain, the actual departments of education?
You mean with education departments abroad?
For example, in South America, that would be a source for information in Spanish, I guess, going both ways.
Mm-hmm. Yes, actually, we have very good colleagues. We meet with them twice a year within the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. We meet with our Argentinian colleagues. And yes, it is true. We profit a lot from their material. And we use it, and I do recommend it. It's especially AMIA is doing a great work also, and they have a great homepage also, and they have done a lot of translations that we can also take advantage of. Yes.
What kind of feedback have you had from the teachers or from the students themselves?
Well, many teachers tell us that it was not difficult to start with Holocaust education in their schools. Mostly they were very enthusiastic at the beginning, but then they didn't really receive the support by their colleagues or even by their superiors. But then again, when they get to realize a project or something, they always say it's a very rewarding experience. And even those who were at the beginning not really willing to cooperate, other teachers, they usually repeat and want to receive more or want to do more. What they tell me a lot, teachers besides this, that is most rewarding pedagogical experience, that very often the pupils who normally don't pay so much attention or are the most complicated ones, they are very implied when doing a project on Holocaust or with survivors. And also what they told me once, I remember we had a Holocaust survivor from Argentina. She came here to a school and the teacher was saying, oh, Jessica, I don't know how this is going to be. You know, this is going to be a big hall with a lot of students. I don't know. We gathered, I think, 200 pupils. So they told me, oh, I hope they will all keep quiet, you know, for this special person who has come. I hope they will have respect for this survivor. So they told me never the pupils have been so quiet. You could hear even a fly, you know, and they were so interested in listening to this Holocaust survivor. She was really so good in keeping the attention of the pupils, and they had so many questions, and afterwards they wanted to hug her, and they wanted to make pictures with her, and it was really a very beautiful experience.
I think it's very interesting that you said that they teach the Holocaust in the philosophy and ethics department. Do you think that they relate the Holocaust to other kinds of genocide and human rights issues that have come later?
I think we are not there yet. No, this would be the next step, I think. That's what we would try. But somehow you need to balance. I think in other countries we could start from the beginning, Holocaust and genocides, you know. But here we still want really to be rigorous with knowing what the Holocaust is. But yes, you are true. Also, there is one subject, which was Educación Derechos Humanos, human rights, and it's very often taught there. But there you have the danger that it's diluted, you know, diluted somehow. And I would rather, actually, I would love to have it, I do to have it taught in history, you know, for the hard facts, which are very important, and then also to teach it as a topic for transmitting values, and also for, you could say, a view also on other genocides and also to the contemporary issues.
What are your plans for the future in this department? Are you working on anything new?
For the moment, I have been starting with reaching out from Madrid, and I'm very much trying to work, for example, now in Catalonia. We have a very good relationship with the Council of Barcelona, and they are now doing the third seminar for teacher training. And I want to have kind of people working on their own, or like education department regional. I'm working with the regional education department so that they will have their own initiative and keep on working on their own. And so I have this center in Barcelona, then as I said, in Santiago de Compostela, and also in Valencia and Andalucía for the moment. And I hope that the future will be so that each region will have its own network of teacher education, and with the support of Centro Sefarad, of course, but also with the initiative and with the institutional support of the official education departments.
Is there anything else you would like to add that we might have left out?
Well, yes, actually, I would love to say what I've said before, that it is still a long way to go and a hard way to go. And teachers are in a very difficult situation, not only for what they would do for Holocaust education, but in general. So Holocaust education comes very much on the top. But still, I'm very grateful for a lot of teachers that I could say that are very much working also often on their own, with their own resources and many hours. But as I said, for them it's very rewarding in the end, and for us as well. And I hope we will grow.
Thank you. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.